Hot Cars. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
The Eastern Transvaal, November the 16th, 8:26 p.m. In the small town of Sabe, three farmers have gathered together to enjoy a drink and a game of darts at their local pub. The atmosphere in the bar is tense as Jan Dupré slams his darts down on the counter.
That's the fifth game you've won in a row. Let's be finished, I'm out.
Hey, Davy, maybe you've got some sort of magnet in the dartboard. Seem to hit just where you want them, eh?
Hey, you're talking rubbish, man. How can you fix a dart game? Yeah, Jan just doesn't like losing.
Your brother-in-law's pretty sharp, eh, Jan?
He's not my brother-in-law yet. If I had my way, he never would be.
I think you better go home, Jan. You've had too much to drink. Yeah, go and sleep it off.
Don't give me orders. I tell my sister what to do, but you're not telling me.
Look, Jan, whether you like it or not, I'm going to marry Mari. Your father says it's all right, and that's good enough for me. I listen to him, not you.
Yeah, I listen to him, too. I know who my father is. You never met yours.
Don't ever talk to me like that again.
You think you're pretty smart. You play darts better than anybody else. You think you can do everything better than anybody else.
I can beat you to a pulp.
This time you've done pretty good. But I'm going to fix you. I'm going to fix you for life.
November the 16th, 9:45 p.m. Davy van Niekerk leans back in his armchair and places his weary feet on the footstool directly in front of him. His house is modest, but functional for the type of life he leads. And the clock on the wall reminds him that he must retire if he is to face the work that the morning will bring.
Yeah, I think I'd better be turning in, Bob. There's a lot to do in the morning. Yeah, thanks for coming around.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about Jan. A little man with one big chip on his shoulder. Doesn't take much to make him feel inferior.
Maybe I shouldn't have called you, but when he started threatening me in the bar, I got a bit worried. Yeah, you really meant it.
Look, Davy, he annoys everybody. He's been in my cells more times than I want to think about. I'm always putting him out of broads. He's just a nuisance. I don't think he'll give you any real trouble.
Well, I suppose you're right. Yeah, Marty's such a nice girl. How she ever came to have him as a brother, I don't know.
Father's a nice old black, too. I suppose every family has to have one black sheep.
I hope he doesn't give us trouble when we're married. I really can't understand why he holds so much against me. I only want to marry his sister, and that's no crime.
Don't worry. When his father comes back from Joburg, he'll soon sort him out.
I hope he comes back soon. I want to get some news of Marty.
She's still at university, eh?
Yeah. Well, as soon as she finishes her course, we're getting married.
Well, I wish you both luck. I better get a move on. Can you hear something?
I can smell paraffin.
Have you left any heaters on at the back?
No. Well, let's go out and take a look.
Hey, look! The back door! It's on fire!
Get some water on there.
Right.
That's the way. Spin it all over. We're lucky to get it in time.
Hey, look out the window. It looks like
Jan Dupré running down the road.
Stupid idiot.
I think he's just about done it.
Phew. Oh, I think you'll have to get yourself a new door and make Jan Dupré pay for it.
Are you going to get after him?
I'm going around to his house just now. What do you think he's playing at? Must have known I was with you.
Yeah, he's not as harmless as you thought he might be.
You stay here. I'll go and take him in.
Hello.
Good morning, Bob. What did John have to say for himself when you got hold of him?
Oh, I didn't get hold of him. He didn't go back to the house. In fact, he hasn't been back since last night. Yeah, it's pretty odd behavior. Whenever I catch him up to mischief, he usually comes along quietly. I don't understand it.
Well, last night he burned down my back door, and I don't call that mischief. I could have been asleep, and the whole house would have gone up.
Well, that gets it worked out, Darby. I'll catch up with him. When I do, he'll be charged with arson. That'll sack him up a bit. Well, there's the phone. Now, come to the office, Darby. Sergeant Root speaking. Yes, Mr. Bernie Osworth. I see. When did this happen? It was Dupree. Right, I'll get on to it right away.
Bernie Osworth?
That's right. His car's been stolen.
And he thinks it was Jan Dupree?
Yeah. Apparently, Jan came round to see him last night, wanted to borrow his car. Said he wanted to go to Joburg. Bernie Osworth told me a push off.
And?
He went away. And the asshole says he woke up this morning to find his car gone.
Yeah, well, what do you think he's up to?
It's difficult to say, Darby. I think he's gone up to Joburg. Probably to see his father.
Yeah, so he can rub my name in the dirt. Well, I'm not going to let him get away with it. I'm going up there as well.
Now, don't be a fool. You'll only stir up more trouble. I'll get on to John Foster Square. They'll put out a call on him. I want him brought in before he's in any more real trouble.
He'll go straight to his father. That much I can tell you.
Yeah, he's not a very bright boy. If he isn't taken in, who knows what he'll get up to.
Hello. Would you have a drink of water?
Yes, of course. You look pretty hot. You've been walking far.
Yeah, too far. My car broke down about 3 miles back.
That's bad news. I can run you up to the service station. It's only a mile up the road.
Oh, that's no good, man. That car's an old one. It's packed up completely. Nothing can put it back together again.
Yeah. How far have you got to go?
Johannesburg, the city centre.
I've just come from there. Why don't you try hitching?
Oh, look, man, I need a car. I've got to go and see my father. Can you lend me yours?
I can't do that. But I'm sure if you try and hitch, then you'll find out.
Jan Dupree leaves the unconscious man at the side of the road and drives off towards the centre of Johannesburg. Traffic on the road is sparse, but it is not long before a motorist sees the body and stops to investigate. The incident is reported to the police, and the machinery of John Forster Square swings into action. The case is given top priority, and Captain Stanford is assigned to investigate.
What news from the hospital, Captain?
He's in pretty bad shape, Lieutenant. Whoever it was must have hit him pretty hard. Well, anyway, this is what we know so far. His name is Tom Brewster, and he's a salesman. There were some lunch wrappings found near his body.
Probably stopped at the side of the road for a bite to eat.
Right. Now, he was found at 1:20 p.m. The scraps of food and the wrappings were still fresh, so he couldn't be lying there for more than 10 minutes or so.
Any ideas on the motive, sir?
Somebody wanted his car, that's obvious.
He must have wanted it pretty badly to attack him like that.
We've got the number. I'm hoping one of the squad cars spots it. Well, there's something else that might prove interesting.
What's that, sir?
A very firm footprint at the side of the road. That it wasn't Brewster's.
That is interesting.
Well, I'm waiting on a call from forensics now. Yeah. Captain Stanford. Oh, hello. Your timing's superb. I was just talking about you. Yes, what can you tell me? I see. Well, this is fascinating. Yes, go on. Yes. I see. Well, thanks a lot. Yes, send me in the report. Goodbye.
Well, well, well. What's the news, sir?
Well, this fellow's a walking catalogue. Particles of hair and blood were found in the impression.
Sounds nasty.
No, but not particles from a human being. Animal hair and animal blood.
He might work in the abattoirs.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Particles were found in a small piece of tar that had been sticking to the sole of the shoe. Probably tar used for horses' hooves, that sort of thing.
Something agricultural? Farmer?
I wonder. Wait a minute. Hello, it's Captain Stanford here. Can you give me some information on that car reported stolen from Saturday this morning? Dupree. I see. Car found abandoned? Whereabouts? Well, that's only 3 miles from... Look, tell me everything you know.
Captain Stanford obtains the Johannesburg address of Jan de Pree's father and wastes no time in calling upon him.
Sit down, Captain. It's as comfortable as can be for a hotel room. Now, what's on your mind?
Haven't the police been in touch with you?
Nobody's been in touch with me. I've been out all day.
It's in connection with your son, sir.
Don't tell me he's been cutting up rough again. He's a real hothead.
Can you tell me, has he been in contact with you today, sir?
No, he's in Sowerby.
Well, I think you'd better sit down.
This sounds serious.
I have reason to believe it's very serious, sir.
Well, you'd better explain.
We have reason to believe that your son stole a car at Sowerby with the intention of driving to Johannesburg. Sergeant Ruart contacted John Foster Square at about 10 o'clock this morning. I was there when the information came through. Your son, he is a farmer?
Yes, like me.
Yes, that was part of the information Sergeant Ruart gave us. At about 1 o'clock this afternoon, a man was attacked and his car stolen. I hope I'm wrong, but I have a feeling your son is responsible.
Well, that can't be true. Well, Jan is sometimes stupid, but he'd never do anything like that.
The car stolen from Sabi was found 3 miles from where this man was attacked.
But that doesn't prove anything.
No, you're right, it doesn't. But I would like to have a word with your son. If he's innocent, there's nothing to worry about.
But I've already told you, I haven't seen him.
Now, what about your daughter, sir? Has he been in touch with her?
I'll ring her at the boarding house.
If you would, Mr. Dupree.
I knew I should never have left him alone on the farm. Such a hothead, that boy. Hello? Marie Dupriere. I see. Thank you.
What's the news?
That was her landlady. Jan called.
November the 17th, 8:45 p.m. Captain Bill Stanford turns to the window of the small room and gathers his thoughts.
Do you think...
Tell me, sir. Does your daughter usually stay out this late?
No, she's studying for her exam. She never comes home late.
Well, it would appear that your son has taken her out for the night.
To try and talk her out of marrying Darby. If he's in Joburg, that's why he's here. Stupid young fool.
I take it there's some family trouble.
That's no business of yours, Captain.
There's been an assault and a car stolen. If you want your son protected from wrongful accusation, then it's in your best interests to help me as much as you can.
Oh, it's great to see you, Jan. I wish we could talk some more, but I must get back on swatting for the exams.
Marty, look, before you go, I want to talk to you about Darby.
Oh, let's not go through all this again, Jan. I love him and I'm going to marry him. That's all there is to it.
He's no good, Marty. He'll never settle down to a married life.
You haven't been making trouble for him, have you? I'll know if you have.
No, but he's been making trouble for me. He knocked me down last night.
Oh, I don't believe
it. It's true. Look, you can see the mark where he hit me.
Well, if he did, you probably deserved it. Every mess you've been in has always been your fault.
That's a nice way to talk to your brother.
I'm sorry, Jan, but it's the truth. You're a born troublemaker.
Not even my own family believes in me.
Oh, please, let's not sit here arguing. I've got things
now
to do.
Listen to me. Darby's no good.
Enough, please, Jan. Take me home.
Hey, that fellow's pretty reckless with the car.
You're right there, Constable.
I think we'd better catch up with him.
Right. Wait a minute. That's a stolen vehicle. Report was circulated this afternoon. Keep on his tail, Constable.
Thanks, I should be giving me a hard time.
Don't think he spotted us yet. Car 3040 control. Car 3040 control, come in, please.
Green, you car 34, Ellen.
I've just sighted grey Anaconda sedan, license plate TJ7507. Reported stolen this afternoon, over.
Apprehend the car, that's the one. Over.
Understood, over and out. Right, Constable. After him.
There's a police car behind us. They're trying to overtake.
Yeah? But they're not going to.
What is it you're doing? Pull over!
Not on your life. What are they going to do better than that?
Young, you're not in any kind of trouble, are you?
Shut up, Marty. I'm going to drive this thing.
Young, pull over, please!
Perfect, too darn thick, Sergeant. I can't get close to him.
Just as long as you keep him in sight. Looks as though he's heading for Empire Road. We'll be able to get him there.
Boy, he knows how to drive that thing.
You can drive too, Constable. Just remember that.
The two policemen are relentless in their pursuit of the grey sedan, and the constable skillfully weaves the squad car in and out of the intense traffic. In another part of the city, Captain Sandford is engaged in conversation with Jan Duplay's father.
Well, that's as much as I can tell you, Captain. He always resented Darby ever since they were at school together. Jan's had this hate for him. I think it's probably because Darby is much better at sports than Jan.
I see. So this resentment has built up over the years.
Yeah, and when Darby and Mari decided to get married, well, that was the last straw. I tried to talk to Jan, explain to him, but he still hates Darby. Hello? Yes, he's here. Just a moment. It's for you.
Thanks. Hello? Well, when was this? I see. Well, as soon as they get him, ring me here, right? Okay, thank you. That was headquarters. The stolen car has been sighted.
Is Jan driving?
That's almost certain. There's a girl in the car with him.
Mari. If he gets her into trouble...
There's a squad car in his tail, Mr. Dupria. I should think they've already picked him up by now.
That's it, Constable. We've always got him. Constable, there's a car cutting in. Look out!
Ah, the idiot!
Don't worry about him. Get back on the road. We can't lose that car.
Can't see him. We've lost him.
Blast! Wait a minute. That looks like him just turning that corner. Go!
Yeah, it looks like he's heading in the direction of the mine dump.
There's a drive-in cinema up there.
Surely you would go for that.
Constable, nothing would surprise me.
Thanks.
Jan, you're crazy. If you've done something wrong, give yourself up. The police will catch you. You must know that.
There must be over 100 cars in this drive. Looking for a needle in a haystack. By the time they found this car, we'll have walked out of here.
The Excelsior Drive-In takes pleasure in presenting the late
Turn
show.
Turn that thing off.
Tonight's main feature...
Can't think of that thing blaring.
Jan, what have you done? Tell me, I must know.
Look, I borrowed a car, that's all.
Borrowed? You mean you've stolen a car?
Yeah, all right. It's stolen, but the cops don't know who I am and they won't. As soon as this place fills up, I'm going to walk out of here.
The car seemed to have appeared from nowhere.
Yes, our friend in the grey sedan was lucky. He managed to get through the entrance before the onslaught started.
What do you think we should do, Sergeant?
Well, he's in there now. And probably surrounded by a mass of cars. I don't think we should take any risks. He may be armed and there are people with children in there.
So?
Cover the exits and entrances. That's the best thing.
We need more cars, Sergeant.
Right. Car 3040 control. Car 3040 control. Come in, please. Over.
Read you, car 34. Over.
We have pursued the Anaconda sedan, license number TJ7507, to the Excelsior Drive-In on South End Road. He's parked in the drive-in. Please send two available cars to cover the other two exits. Over.
Will do, car 34. Proceed with caution. This man is violent. Over.
Understood, Control. Inform Captain Sanford of our whereabouts. Over.
Will do, 34. Over.
That is all, Control. Send the cars as soon as you can. Over and out.
Well, what do we do now, Sergeant?
We drive up to the entrance and we wait.
Hello?
there.
Sir, sorry we couldn't sort this out earlier, but we had some difficulties.
That's all right, I understand. And you've done the right thing in the circumstances. The other two exits are sealed off?
Yes, sir.
Well, now that I'm here, I'd better see if I can spot that car. I was just wondering how I can do it without making myself too conspicuous. I think he's the excitable type. I don't want to provoke any violence.
Who's that in your car, sir?
Well, that's the boy's father. I was hoping I might get him to talk to his son. Perhaps get him out of there peacefully.
You know there's a girl in the car?
Yes, I know. That's his sister. Let's take a walk over, Sergeant.
Maybe you have better eyes than I have, sir, and I couldn't spot the car from here.
Yes, well, let me see what I can do. It's fairly well lit from here.
There must be at least 100 cars.
Look over there, in the center row, right in the middle, I see.
I can't quite see.
Twist yourself up a bit there.
Yes. Yes, that looks like it, all right.
There are at least 3 other gray anacondas. I've got to get in there and find out which one. How?
Marty, I've got to go. I want to get out of here.
All right, walk out of here, but let's do it together. Face up to what you've done. Come with me to the police.
I can't, Marty, I can't.
Look, Jan, you've stolen a car. It's not the worst thing in the world. If you keep running, you're only making things worse for yourself.
Don't give me orders. My name's Jan Dupre, and I make my own decisions. Nobody tells me what to do. And right now, the decision I'm making is to walk out of here. If you want to come, you can, but at the moment, I don't really care what you do.
You know, I think Darby's right about you.
Darby's not right about anything. Darby's a big mouth.
Keep your voice down. You can make a point without shouting.
Yeah, you know best, little sister. Hey, who's this coming over here?
Driver and attendant. He's wearing a white coat.
He's coming towards this car. Yeah? What do you want?
I'd just like to check and see if your speaker's working, sir. We've had a lot of trouble with this, row.
Oh, that's not working because I switched it off.
Why is that, sir? Not enjoying the film?
Look, why don't you push off and leave us alone?
I'll be happy to. If I can just open your door and have a look at that speaker, it won't take 2 seconds.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
Please, put your hands in the dash.
Let go, you...
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yes, he just winded me a little. I caught the car door right in the solar plexus.
Sir, are you okay?
Yes. Yes, of course I'm all right. Don't worry about me. Dupria, did you see where he went?
In that direction, sir. The constable's after him.
Come on then, Sergeant. Let's go. Oh, he's better than Houdini. The great disappearing act. It's my bet he'll head for one of the exits. I can only pray that our men have their eyes peeled.
Look over there, sir. In the children's playground.
Nice work, Sergeant. That's him. Oh, no, it's the interval. Mm. There are children heading for the playground.
He's not making it easy for us, sir.
Come on, Sergeant.
What are you going to do, sir?
If I can scare him out of there, he'll start running for the exit. I hope.
Dupria! Dupria!
He's heard you. There he goes.
Let's get off him. On your feet, Jan. I think your father would like a word with you.
Subsequent trial, Jan Dupre was convicted on 3 counts. One was arson with intent to damage property, and the others, assault with grievous bodily harm and theft. The judge sentenced him to 9 years imprisonment.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of Squad Cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars. Brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of cars, trucks, and commercial vehicles in the world. Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Beaumont, Chevrolet, Opel, Holden, Vauxhall, Bedford, GMC, and Ranger, South Africa's own car.